You know?
Right. What is this here? This looks like a schedule.
Yes, that's a schedule of, it tells you when, where. And this was a switchboard.
Did you ever work the switchboard? An operator?
I was telephone operator.
Right, yeah.
And you had to know that. My first job as a telephone operator, I had been to the Y in Newark on Broad Street, and I had taken telephone operating there. I had a certificate. So when a job came up, I threw in for it because I had that certificate. So the supervisor, she was a relief. She wasn't the steady. The steady one was French. But this one, she was just the relief. So I got the job, and I went the afternoon for an interview. The company accepted me, and I go there. And instead of her making me familiar with the switchboard, now you have to remember we had 1,000 or 2,000 crew members, as you see,
right.
You know.
Yeah.
And you had to be familiar. Yeah, I don't know the name of so-and-so or so-and-so-and-so. So
yeah.
I went the afternoon to familiar myself to the board. And she had me sitting way over there, and the switchboard is over here. So the next day, I was according each telephone operator had a number. So my number was to be that morning in the port. Mm-hmm. So people keep calling, and here I have to be looking at the board to see this person's name there. So the board got all tied up because I'm alone there. I don't know the people's name.
Yeah.
So I had to look to see. So people start calling the company office. Mm. They couldn't get to the ship. So two of the bosses from the office came to find out what was going on. And they sat in the switchboard with me. And the three of us were working. And they themselves had to say, half of these people, they don't even know their name. So the next day was sailing day. I guess the supervisor did that, thinking, well, she's get rid of me, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So the next day, when sailing day, I still was on board because the company knew what was the problem.
Yeah.
So the supervisor at sea, the boss in charge of all the telephone operator now, came 2 days after. His name was Mr. Gutter. 2 days after I was out at sea, I alone on the switchboard because I was on the midnight to 8th shift. It's only one operator at night. He knocked on the door, telephone booth, to come in. And he shook my hand and said to me, I heard I had an inexperienced operator, but I'm satisfied and so forth and so on. And that was it. So this supervisor expected, by not showing me, laying me the switchboard, that I would, in other words, I would be fired.
Right.
But
she have a problem with you, or she just
didn't? No, I didn't know her.
Yeah.
You understand, but
yeah.
What her reason was, maybe she had a friend that she would rather have the job than
right.
me or whatever, who knows?
Yeah.
I never asked, and it didn't bother me. I did the job, I got my discharges, everybody else was thing. And it's not only one time I work as a switchboard, several times, as you could see
right.
the paper there.
Yeah.
And one Christmas, I got a job as first class charge attendant on the American Export ship, because at one time in the port of New York you have 5 and 6 American ships leaving the port. So I got it with fire line, and I took the job as first class sales attendant. So before we sailed, the captain found out that I was a telephone operator, and they were short of telephone operator. And I'm trying to think of his name, but it should be on the paper there. And they came up to me and asked me if I would take the telephone operator. I said, I have telephone operator discharges. I don't need a telephone operator discharge. I need a first-class child attendant discharge. So he said to me, if you take the job, I would give you a double rating. And on one of my discharges there, you will see I had a double rating on one of them because I sailed as telephone operator, but I had that double rating.
Oh, okay.
You know, I'm trying to think of the captain's name, but it should be on the document there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And that trip we went to Europe.
This is on a later ship.
Yes.
On the
American Export ship.
Yeah. And you went to Europe?
Yes. We spent Christmas Eve in Genoa, Italy.
Mm.
And they had all the lights and all the fancy thing. So as you see each company. So many companies have sailed with in every capacity.
Mm-hmm. Did you have a favorite?
Not really. It was a job to me.
Yeah.
And it all depends how you get along with the crew or something like that.